Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With help from KCAR, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, two farmers markets have received some sizable USDA farmers market grants. KCAR Director Larry Snell says the Lexington Farmers Market received just over $86,000 for an outreach effort.
They have targeted low-income residents in the Lexington area to help them to understand that eating more fruits, vegetables, and so forth has healthy consequences, so to speak. And also, it's to serve the local farmers there and residents to educate school children on the benefits of healthy eating habits.
Snell says their agency assisted with the market applications as each grant has specific goals for successful applicants to achieve. The second grant went to the Community Farmers Market in Bowling Green.
What this grant will enable them to do is to promote their Community Farmers Market to a larger audience. And they're going to establish a local food directory that'll be in print, and also they'll have social media and mobile app versions of that. They'll have a mobile kitchen as one of the key components of this grant for healthy food demonstrations that they'll take around throughout the communities there in the Warren County area.
You can hear the recurring theme there, that target for increasing healthier eating among citizens, at the same time strengthening those markets for the farmers involved. Snell says the Bowling Green Market grant was for $82,000. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with Larry Snell, Executive Director of KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development. He says in the last year or so, they've made a major push to make Kentucky markets aware of these grants and to help secure them.
These applications are something that takes some time for them to do, and they have to be done the proper way. And we work with them to, one section is that normally they have to have a good, strong business plan for the market. They have to look at the project that they want to do as far as the feasibility of it. Is it doable? Can it be done properly in the right way and at least cost? And we work with them to really shore up and have good, strong applications. And we're very fortunate. Most states only got one of these, or some states none, and we were able to receive two of them this year. So we're very proud of that.
He says they strive to help farmers and ag entrepreneurs in a number of ways. Details online at KCARD. That's KCARD.info. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.